morning and happy Friday, you guys. It is Amanda, and joining me is Isaac, and we are live at Hamblin's Nursery.
Yes,
good
we
morning.
Are.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much. This is amazing. I am telling you, I've been waiting for this for a long time. Spring is officially here now that we can be at Hamblin's Nursery.
Amen.
Yeah, I mean, do
oh
you see
goodness.
All these pretty colors?
So beautiful. I cannot wait. So I actually just moved into a house.
Oh, yes.
And it's got, because before I was in an apartment, and I would have my plants in my backyard with two of them, but now I have a whole porch to wrap around, so I am loading up my truck when I leave here.
Yes, you need to go get some hooks.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
Make sure that that whole entire porch can have the seclusion of beautiful flowers blocking it in.
Absolutely. Yes. So where are we located
so
here?
So we're over here a few miles south of Dallas. It's 4 short miles, to be exact, at 4550 Kings Valley Highway. And I'm telling you, it is so worth the drive. It is so beautiful here. And John Hamblin really does an amazing job of growing flowers. There's nothing like these.
No, there really isn't. So last year, I've gotten Hamblin's Nursery's plants, and not only his vegetables, but his baskets. And they outshine any other basket that I have ever seen at any other store. It is phenomenal.
I mean, he has a special recipe. It is their bloom fertilizer. It took him years to find it, and you can actually buy that here. I'm pretty sure you'll be buying that as well.
I actually have a bunch.
Yes, exactly. You know, you can buy the 50-pound bag, or you can just buy the small little incremental things, but everybody that buys the small ones, they're like, they end up coming back more and more.
And that's exactly what I did. Yeah. I first bought just a little tub of it, and I went through it for my summer, but I actually use it on my house plants as well.
It does.
Because
it
it's
works.
So phenomenal.
I do too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, you got your hanging baskets, the 12-inch hanging baskets, which is the most popular one. Over 8,000 of those.
And oh my gosh!
They've messed around with a few new combinations this year.
Yes.
You know, it's neat working with such a small nursery because they actually listen to their customers.
They do.
So people say, hey, you know, we'd like more of these, or they keep track of what's sold out too fast, and everybody wants more of them. So
okay.
They plant more of those this year. So I mean, of course, the night sky petunias are going to be a popular one. They have been for years. Those purple with those little white speckles in them. They have the burgundy sky one, and then they also have that strawberry sky one, you know, which is, again, that's a pink hue with white little speckles on it.
Oh my gosh, so beautiful.
You know, but it's just the combinations. You know, you get a purple petunia, some white bacopa string and draping down. I tell you, this is such a wonderful time.
It really is. So you guys, I encourage you, come on down and check it out yourself at Hamblin's Nursery, and we'll be right back after these messages. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda, and joining me is Isaac Maiden, and we are here live at Hamblin's Nursery like we are every year, and oh my gosh, it's so beautiful here.
It really is. Thank you so much for coming out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's opening day today, which is the day that gets really, really crazy, and I mean, the parking lot is full as usual for this day.
It is.
You know, but this is the deal. Everything is here. You know, Hamblin's Nursery is different from some other nurseries because they literally, when they sell out, they close. You know, so this is the time when everybody's here because they've missed out before. Maybe they forgot something. They came back and it was already sold out. So, you know, veggie starts, hanging baskets, 4-inch, you know, bedding plants, 7-gallon pots, everything that you could possibly want is here to make your yard pretty and also add to your vegetable garden.
It's a little bit of a drive, but let me tell you guys, it is a beautiful drive.
Oh, it is.
You drive out into the country and it is amazingly beautiful. All of these greenhouses are so full and beautiful. You get first pick opening day. It's the best time. I'm happy I'm here.
It is so great. And I mean, and what's funny is we can look across this valley here and we can even see buffalo running
yes.
over there. So I mean, it's an experience. It's 4 short miles south of Dallas, and it's so worth the drive. But you know, a few things that are going on this year, we have some new varieties of stuff. We have a lot of the same stuff that everybody loves, but there are a few things that have been added on. One of the new things is a pink black-eyed Susan.
Okay.
Which is like a little bit of a trailer. It kind of climbs up some of these things. You can buy that.
Those are my favorites.
Yes, yes. And then there's sunflowers. We've added some sunflowers, which is great, you know.
Oh.
So, you know, there's so many plants to list. I'm not going to list them all because it would take more than one break here.
Well, you've already got 3 on my list
yeah.
that you've listed. I'm like, okay. Gonna get that. Gonna get the sunflowers.
Yeah.
I've wanted
yeah.
to grow sunflowers.
I know, and it's just so cool that you can buy this little sunflower plant, and it grows so fast, so quickly, and you get so many blooms.
Last year, I did last two years, I did a few of their vegetable starters.
Oh, yeah.
I have tried to start my own, and I fail miserably.
Yeah.
I get Hamblin's, I put them in the ground, and it is just, it's all done for me, and the bell peppers that I got last year.
They produced?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, cool.
They were my favorite. It
yeah.
was, oh, they they're phenomenal.
Well, and you know, it's really funny because of all the beautiful colors. We got pink, we got burgundy, we got oranges, yellows, reds, purples, so many colors out here. The one color that people comment most on is the vibrant green that are in the leaves of everything, from the veggie starts to the petunias to everything. And that vibrant green just shows the healthiness of the plant, which is going to mean more production for us.
Absolutely.
Whether you like blooms or whether you like food, it's gonna work out well.
I think his favorite flower for me, and I don't know what they're called, but it's the one, the white.
Bacopa.
And it's the ones that trail.
Yeah,
and
it's
you
a trailing,
were saying that there's a new one that trails. Those, for some reason, are my favorite. Yeah, the long hanging.
Mm-hmm. It's like that Victorian style look, you know, and it's mixed with different combinations. You know, sometimes you see them with the orange ones. I think you might have gotten one of those before.
I did it with the red.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And the red and the white, it had such a classic look to it. Mm-hmm. It was just so elegant. And they got wrong. I mean, if it must have been the fertilizer, I don't know. I kept putting that blue stuff in there. And they grew all the way to the bottom of my porch.
Yeah.
It was phenomenal.
No, these things will grow taller than I am. I'm 6'1", you know. And so I'll be standing there and it will be touching the ground. I have to get higher hooks.
Yes. I couldn't wrap my arms around how big it was. It was massive, long, beautiful.
Hamlin's Nursery, 4 short miles south of Dallas, Kings Valley Highway, and at hamlinsnursery.com.
We'll be right back, you guys. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Isaac, and we are still here live at Hamblin's Nursery on their opening day. Spring is officially here.
Yes, it really is. You know, we might be almost a month after spring officially started, but it's not really spring until Hamblin's opens up.
Amen.
Yeah, so, you know, there are changes, but a lot of the things we haven't had as many changes as we've had in the past because this is the deal. We have put greenhouses everywhere. There's no room for greenhouses anymore.
Right.
John normally adds 3 or 6 or 7 greenhouses a year. He can't do it anymore. Unless he does like garage level, you know, like skyscraper
two
ones.
Story.
Yeah, exactly. But so he's found more efficient ways to pack them in there. So we are up to basically around 100,000 individual plants and 8,000 hanging baskets. That's a lot.
Whoa.
You know, so people have choices when they're out here.
Yes.
And, you know, as far as pricing is concerned, because everybody wants to know about pricing, it truly is like wholesale pricing. You know, you cannot really compare to the box stores because they look like they're a lesser quality. They were watered by someone with paid minimum wage
5 days ago.
Yeah, exactly. And they forgot about where John has his name on it. So it's Hamblin's Nursery Basket.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if you buy one basket, $27 for something that's easily a $50 basket somewhere else.
Oh, easy.
You know, and if you buy 5 or more, you get them 25 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's honestly dirt cheap.
Mix and match.
Dirt
cheap. Dirt cheap. Mm-hmm. I see that. Yes, nice one.
Yeah.
Thank you. Been growing around here at the nursery. You know, so we could have puns all day here.
What I love about John and Hamblin's Nursery is that it's John himself doing this.
Yeah.
And you see him. Like, there he goes with his truck, loading up baskets, bringing them back
constantly
down.
Constantly bringing more to fill up the greenhouses. He'd be here on the radio, but he doesn't have time for that.
You see his face. You talk to him. You trust the product versus the big box stores where it's employees not watering. They're half dead when you bring them home.
Yeah, he planted every single plant in every single pot.
It's true love, care, and passion. Truly a passion. You can see, you look around and you see all these vibrant colors. I mean, you can't tell me that someone doesn't truly care about these.
He's watering everyone and walking around, making sure that everyone's working, checking all the hoses, everything, all the time.
All the time. Yep. I think that's one thing I admire about John is he truly has a passion and cares.
It starts at like 6 a.m. and it ends about 7 at night every night, you know?
Yes. And one thing is, once he sells out, he closes
done.
Shop.
Yeah. 1 year, it was 36 days. So Hamblin's Nursery is located 4 short miles south of Dallas on Kings Valley Highway. It's 4550 Kings Valley Highway. Just go to hamlinsnursery.com and you can find them there too.
I expect to see you guys here in a few minutes. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Isaac, and we are live here at Hamblin's Nursery for our last segment in this beautiful, beautiful place.
Oh, I know. It is so great. And it is opening day, which means there is inventory. Come on down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things that we haven't really talked about is there's 7-gallon pots. And again, it's opening day. You have a chance to get these. These things do sell out fast. But these are huge. These are more than double the size of the hanging baskets.
Okay.
And you were mentioning to me about how your mother-in-law grabbed them. You have to give these plants room because these 7-gallon pots, they will will take over. I mean, you need to make sure. But you also know that you can fill up a large area off of one pot.
Yes.
So
she has, my mother-in-law, she has a huge wraparound porch. And she had them in all the corners and everything. But her stairs was like the big wow factor that led up to her doors. She had one on each side. And it overflowed onto the steps and around. It was the most beautiful thing you'd ever seen.
It's incredible.
It was a masterpiece. It's what made her entrance.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you can completely change the look of how it looks normally.
Big time. Yeah. It was like, wow, that is absolutely stunning. And you wouldn't think that a pot, like a hanging basket, they flow down.
Yeah.
And you don't, I guess I didn't expect it from a pot, but no, yeah. These things are absolutely, grow.
Because the hanging baskets, the 12-inch hanging baskets, those things can get up to about 6-7 feet long if they're watered and taken care of right. Those 7-gallon pots, we've never measured it, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was like 12 feet.
Truly.
You know, if you're growing it right, you know, I mean, use the fertilizer. Buy fertilizer from John. So
yes, the fertilizer is a big deal. Mm-hmm. Buy that fertilizer. It is a game changer for not just your outdoor plants, but your indoor plants as well.
Yes. So, you know, Hamlin's Nursery, they're open every day until they sell out. It's not just Monday through Friday. It's every day, 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Come on out here. People, all honestly, this time of the year when we first open, they come out early. We'll have people waiting at the gate at like 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. You know? I saw them when I pulled in.
I know. And it's packed already. So come on down. Take a look. You know, honestly, if most customers, I think, are repeat customers. We get people 4 to 5 times a season. Mm-hmm. But if you haven't seen them, go onto Facebook. Look at Hamlin's Nursery. Go to their website. See what it is, because it's so hard to describe in words. We can do our best. But, I mean, the beautiful colors.
Compare.
The magenta, you know, all the different, you know.
That pink.
Yeah, look
right
at that
there.
Pink and the veins of each petunia. I mean, it's so beautiful. It's like God has done some massive creation here.
Big time. I think my favorite is the red and white. I can't, oh my gosh.
And that burgundy sky petunia. I mean, I love it. So anyway, 4 short miles south of Dallas. Oh, yeah. And, you know, one of the beautiful things about this is it's like a destination.
It is.
You know, you drive out here. We say 4 short miles because it happens really quick. You know,
it does.
It's like you're going down this windy country road, Kings Valley Highway. You see cows, buffalo, goats, horses,
bald eagles.
Yeah, you see
everything.
All sorts of things. We're right there at the base of the Cascade, or not the Cascades, the base of the coastal range. So you know, I mean, it's just beautiful. And then you walk into these greenhouses and you smell those petunias. You see the butterflies flying around.
You know,
hummingbirds come into these things. You know. I mean, it's just a place of life and good energy.
It is. I'm not even working right now. I'm on a vacation in paradise, looking at all these beautiful colors.
It's hard to get paid for this, but we're going to get paid anyway. You know, yeah. So anyway, honestly, opening day, this is the time to come out and get the best selection. We have 100,000 plants and 8,000 hanging baskets.
And they're open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day. So you guys don't hesitate, because once they're sold out, they close down.